You what? You have a doubt. You have a doubt. I see. I can understand that. How many of you heard that we developed cold fusion, and everybody now has electricity from cold fusion? 1989, two scientists told the world that they had developed cold fusion in their basement, and that it was now revolutionizing the entire energy industry. I have some doubts. 36 years ago that was, and I don't see it happen. They had no proof. Turned out, as other scientists looked it over, it just wasn't there. And indeed, it was appropriate. Where's the proof? Show us the proof. This is a scientific age. That where is the proof stuff has spawned lots of things, and some of them, these theories. The moon landing was faked. People want to know, where's the proof? Well, they said, we have moon rocks. People say, well, you can get rocks anywhere. How are you going to prove that the moon landing actually happened? And how come we haven't been back? The argument is a hard one to dispel. It's like the argument that my daughter Sarah had when she was in elementary school. We were riding bikes one day, and I mentioned that the presidential race was coming up and that there was a woman who must have been Ferraro, Geraldine Ferraro. Is that right? Back in the time, she was candidate for a vice president. And she said, women can't be president. I said, sure they can. And she says, has there ever been one? Boy, she had me. How many years ago is that? And we still haven't changed that. So where's the proof? Where's the proof with global warming and climate change? That's a hard one to deal with, isn't it? And in this modern Christian, in this modern scientific age, Christianity and religions are struggling because the people are saying, where's the proof? Prove God to me. Prove all of these things to me. And the criticism is continuing to grow, not abate. And people of faith are fading, although fewer people may be going to church, but I'm not sure that the number of people that believe is fading. I have found in my journeys that people may not be religious, but they do believe in God. I don't know. I'm not a statistician. I'm just tossing it out there for us to contemplate. But I'm going to offer you up a couple of interesting things to just put these in front of you. First off, scripture from Mark 15, this is verses 20 and following. Jesus has been tried and been scourged, and after mocking Jesus, the guards stripped him of the purple cloth. The guards stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to be crucified. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. You remember that passage in Mark? It's an odd one. Why would you pause and say, it was the father of Alexander and Rufus? They were in Mark's congregation. The earworthy two sons of the man Simon. And they were there. They were witnesses through their father of this event. This is a historical mark. This is a vignette of something that happened. And for that first congregation, here was first person witnesses through their father. That's an important thing to note. Proof of Christ's crucifixion. It has been recorded through different places, but there's another place that's interesting. Mark 1. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. That's where we are. This is baptism of Christ Sunday. This is the talking about that baptism event. And if you were on the public relations committee for Jesus, this is one of those scriptures you would try not to lift because it's a problem. Here's John. You've heard about John. He's this wild man living out in the wilderness. He has left society and he's kind of going out there. He has a horsehair belt and he eats locusts and honey, and his, you can imagine his hair is wild, no beard is wild. Just a wild character out in the wilderness, and people are following him. He's developed a movement of sorts. This Johannine movement is underway. And Jesus comes to him to be baptized. Well, if we believe that Jesus is the Messiah, this is upside down. John can't baptize Jesus. So if you're on the public relations team for Jesus and company, you don't want to have to deal with this theological problem. So why would we include it in the Gospels? It doesn't help it. In fact, it really makes us scratch our heads and wonder what's going on there. But people remembered it. There were first-person witnesses that remembered Jesus coming, gathering with the group, with John, and that John baptized him in the water. This is history, not theology, not myth, but reality. Proof. Now, these are only a couple of things, and the baptism of Jesus and this stuff that happens around that. Matthew and Luke, they mention, but they kind of skirt around it. And by the time you get to John, he doesn't even talk about anything except that that Jesus came. He was in the beginning with God, and nothing was in the beginning that was not with God. And he was in the beginning, the Word, the Logos. Because theologically, they're trying to understand who this man was, this Jesus. We live in a fascinating time in history. I'm trying to think. I got to go to Disneyland with the kids when they were littler. Good Lord, that's probably 25 years ago. But we were walking around the park and this dinosaur walks by us. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. It was, well, you know, walking, and the dinosaur would turn and talk and carry on, and it had a little kid's voice, and the little kids were running up to it and carrying on, and it was obviously a machine. And as the scientist in me started looking around, I found the person over in the corner who was running it, had a little pack with direction things and a microphone so that he could speak and respond to the children and everything. The kids were loving it. That was 25 years ago today, somewhere in that range. Today we have dinosaurs, we have people from Avatar that are real, we have Star Trek has been to the beyond, to space and beyond. I'm losing my brain this morning. Is it obvious? Pray for me. We have computer-generated graphics, and some of that is so amazing that it just slays me. And artificial intelligence coming around now, and deep fakes. They can take a person and put whole different words in them. I saw actually a film of Forrest Gump with President Kennedy. Did you see that? Did any of you see that? I was pretty, if you haven't seen Forrest Gump, there's a wonderful scene where Forrest is with the president. And the only, the funny part of it all is that he's had too much Dr. Pepper and they're standing in the ceremony and he needs to go to the bathroom. So, Forrest Gump for you. Well, we see this film and you can imagine that this could be real. You see it with your own eyes, proof. But we know and we can unpack some of that. But there are no loopholes when there was none of that in the day. These proofs that I've offered you, people saw the baptism. They witnessed it. They were aware of what happened and made note of it. Have you seen baptisms? Have you seen baptisms of people that you knew? Do you remember the event? I do. I remember specific events. I remember specific families, and I've done quite a few baptisms. I don't remember all of them, perhaps, but many, many, many. And the important ones you do remember. And the people remembered. And these brothers, Alexander and Rufus, they were there to tell the story. about their father, Simon of Cyrene. He was coming in from the country, and they just grabbed him and says, here, carry the cross for this man going to be crucified. Proofs. Some things are seared in our memory pretty firmly. Some of you might be of the generation that remember Pearl Harbor. That's before my time. I remember John F. Kennedy the day he was shot. Seared in my memory. I remember it, vignettes of it distinctly. Do you, some of you? 9/11. We could sit and have a conversation. Where were you when you heard? Do you remember that day? For me, the Japanese tsunami, and when it struck and killed tens of thousands of Japanese people, destroying entire communities, it was a graphic memory seared into my mind. So these memories of these people who saw Jesus being baptized, and of the sons and the families, these are not made up. These are memories. And in them, we can read proof. Why would John baptize Jesus? We hear John's disclaimer at the beginning of this. There's one coming that is greater than me. I'm just a stepping stone. And in fact, we know historically, looking back and thinking about how history ties together, the prophets had told us that Elijah would come again before the coming of the Messiah. And so Jesus alludes to John being Elijah, who came before him. And here is this problem of John baptizing Jesus, this wild man, this prophet, but Jesus, the Messiah. So theologically, questions. But reality, proof. In the Isaiah passage that James read for us, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. And I had to just stop. And I had to think about my sermon and what to do with that, and whether maybe to change the scripture, because the imagery and the fires in California right now, it's painful. It's horrible. And it's a frightening thing. It's reminding us of some of the events of Colorado and the smoke and the debilitation and the fear. But God did not abandon the people in the fires in California. God is with them. In life, in death, in life again, God is with us, and we have nothing to fear. God does not, will not abandon us. That should get an amen. Amen? So living or dying, we're with the Lord. The Lord is with us, and we are safe from all those harms. Floods, fires, traffic accidents, violence, whatever they may be. So this sermon is about doubt, and about the doubts that come in our society today. People find out, you go to church, they say, well, how do you still believe in God? Look around at the world around you. How do you believe in God? We believe that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ, that came and taught us about God. And we can believe in that because we have some proofs. And you should relax and be able to express those one to another and to others who ask. These odd things that happen in the Bible that are inconvenient to the text, but they reflect on actual events that occurred. You see, there really was a man named Jesus. We have proof, not only from the scriptural accounts here, but from other religions who are not in favor of, but who acknowledged this Jewish prophet and the gathering that had followed him. I don't have those. I used to be able to cite them, but I'm getting older and, you know, I'm gray, and you can just trust me. And I would have given you the citation and you wouldn't have cared anyway. But there are other texts and other religions. There are other historians who acknowledge this interesting prophet that was in Jerusalem, that was doing things, and who died through crucifixion. There is no doubt of his existence. Now, Jesus must have acknowledged that. He must have known that people will begin to doubt, things will begin to change over time. And so he instituted that ceremony that we do, the communion. This is my body, this is my bread, this is my blood. These are real. I was real, I walked among you. I am he who appeared in human flesh. So acknowledge that Jesus is real, and you can lean on that with people. You know, if people want to argue about stuff, we believe by faith much of our religion, much of what we do, what we're about, and that's okay. We believe it through faith. But there are things that we know that we can prove. The proof of Jesus Christ, this man who walked the earth, who ministered, who healed, who cared, who changed society and the world. So, everything else is going amiss. The lights have been misbehaving this morning. The sound system was misbehaving. Pia's car misbehaved on the way here. One of the tires said, nope, I'm not willing. I don't know how the Broncos are doing, but there may be good news or bad news there. Doesn't matter. All of the things that are in turmoil in our lives, trust and do not doubt in Jesus Christ. Amen? All right, I'm going to quit before anything else breaks.